This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today, oh man, you know, I didn't write down who, oh, it's Robin, excuse me. Robin sent us this question. I did write down who sent it in. Now, we have a few Robins, but I try not to say people's last names on the podcast if they haven't given me permission. But Robin asked a question. She says, linings, best fabrics for linings. When to forego lining? What does a lining add? Colors? Problems with lining, especially sleeves. Should the lining be slightly smaller? That is what we are going to try and dig through today. This is from the podcast note. Mom and I have a shared note. Like, we both have iPhones. It's a shared note so we can update it live to one another. And ZD thinks it's really cool, right, Mom?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. She thought it was just a really neat thing. Yes. We're always texting each other, or I'm sending her a screenshot or whatever, but then we get to like text about something else and we lose
it. Yeah, and then we have a thread that has all the girls on it and me, and it's a mess. And we're just a mess.
You know what screenshot I have in this note? Lisa, I believe you are a listener, Lisa W., and it's a screenshot of when she dropped the pin in her cocoa and called it Death Cocoa.
There was more than one. Wasn't there two?
Well,
no, I think there was two.
This was the post. She says today's safety warning.
Yeah.
Is there one or two in there? I thought I saw two heads in there.
Oh, you mean two pins?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's like, I think there might be several.
Oh, okay.
Possibly. Lisa says, today's safety warning, if like me, you have been trying to break the habit of putting pins in your mouth as you sew, and instead dropping them into the pin box next to your machine, find a place much further away to keep your beverage. Because I have been absent-mindedly dropping pins in my mug and then sipping away at my death cocoa
for
the
past. What Lisa should know is when you're drinking something in your studio, it should have a lid on it.
Oh, touche.
So,
that would be a
that
way
was
to do
one,
it.
That's one of my rules.
That should be a way to do it. Oh, the other thing.
Rules.
So someone was
glad you're okay, Lisa.
Of course, several people chimed in and were like, put one of those things on your wrist. I use a magnetic thing. And I said, she just needs to put magnets at the bottom of her mug, you know?
Well,
keep the pins down there.
There have been also people who have stabbed themselves using the wrist thing.
Yeah. You know, I stab myself using the magnetic ones too when I like pick it up sometimes. And I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but it's happened again recently where I've accidentally stabbed myself and I just get so mad. I'm like, I just want to stop.
You poor thing.
I get so pissed off when I stick myself with a pin. Anywho, I wasn't asking for sympathy. I was just describing like this weird gut reaction I have to getting stuck with pins. Okie dokie. So linings from Robin. Yeah, Lisa, I just had to share that because that's hilarious for people who aren't in the Facebook group. It's a shot. She's got like maybe a half a tablespoon left of cocoa in her in her mug, and you can see the pins peeking out from the cocoa.
So I want to say something that I just did.
What did you just do?
So Mallory's been sewing, and sometimes we use the same machine, and I've been going back and forth, and I put a denim needle in, and I know that Mallory doesn't really want to use a denim needle, of course, on what she's sewing.
Eh.
So I had the denim needle in, and what I did is I put the needle box that the needle came in, I put it under the presser foot and put the presser foot down so that when she comes to the machine, she knows I've been.
So when ZD says she just did this, she means like in the last millisecond she did.
Because I had it to the side. I had it to the side and I thought, she's not going to realize that I meant that's a clue.
This is a Gretchen Rubin thing. It's what does she call it? It's like the unspoken rule or ask or something. So it's like you physically do something that gives the other person a sign.
And a clue or a sign.
So there's no need. ZD doesn't have to text me and say, hey, there's a denim needle in the machine. And then I forget or whatever. I'm like, oh, I got to remember something. She has just popped the needle box, the little card thing, little flat needle container. Box under the
presser foot. Because now I could put a post-it note in or something.
This is good.
But this is a good idea because I took it out of the end. Ideally, I've only used that one.
Yeah, you think I should put it back in the box.
You probably could put it back in the box. Yeah,
you're saying it.
I only used it to make a couple dog collars.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Well, like I said in the last podcast, I'm not going to sew up those ginger jeans that are too small for me right now. So, yeah, maybe won't be working on denim right now. All right, so back to the linings. Thanks for that tangent, Lisa. Thanks for the tip, Mom. Linings. Best. Okay, so. Let's just start off with best fabrics for linings. And this depends on what you're doing. Something that we've shared a lot and talked about quite a bit is how you would often line a formal dress with a cotton.
Yes.
Which can be like nice and cool and breathable. And
right. For instance, Hillary's Bridesmaids.
Yes.
She had her reception actually outside on our land. And it was July, and she couldn't be talked out of it. So I lined their dresses with a cotton. I let them all pick out.
Yeah,
I laid out like five or six different cottons and said, okay, everybody, pick your lining, you know. And it was basically like a quilting cotton, you know, a soft cotton. And that way that was next to their skin instead of, you know, anything uncomfortable.
Yeah, so that is a lining that's next to the skin. So, you know, maybe somebody's wearing like a bra and underwear under this, but then it was like a sleeveless sort of sheath and a full-length skirt. So the lining was going to touch everywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, but there are also garments that get lined like a blazer, okay, where that garment's going to be worn over other clothing.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to line my blazer with cotton because I want it to slippy slide off slide on.
Right. You want something slick. So that would be a slick silk, polyester, a rayon would work.
That rayon, what is it, Bemberg, is often a popular lining choice. And then...
Is that the plaid thing?
No. That's... something else.
Okay.
But I was looking on Mood for something, and there was this like stretch silk charmeuse, and I was like, silk charmeuse lining for
stretch.
Something. It had a little bit of stretch to it.
Yeah.
And for the Auburn, you can have a stretchy. You can make it out of stretch, so you're supposed to line it.
Right. Then you line it with stretch.
You know.
Right.
And I was like, And then I was like, I'm gonna like just buy this and make all my underwear out of it. So. So I'm just going to always wear silk underwear. So, yeah, it depends on the garment and how it's going to be worn. We didn't need those bridesmaids' dresses to, like, slide off, you know, super duper easily. Whereas you don't want your jacket to be, like, sticking on you. And that cotton has a little bit of a, you know, a slight tooth
so
to it.
So did you read her
you know?
Question?
Yeah, I read it right at the beginning. Well, first, her question was best fabrics for linings.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she says, when to forego lining.
Okay. So the lining should probably be lighter and not as heavy.
Okay. Like in weight. Lighter
in
weight.
Okay. Right. Well, and in color is important. So if I mean, obviously, if I have a light color fashion fabric, I certainly don't want my lining to show through.
I mean, one would think. You
right.
know, I mean.
and, you know.
Yes, color
so
is important.
So color definitely would matter, or the intensity of color, or the lack of intensity of your outer, you know, fashion fabric.
Yeah, how opaque is your outer fabric?
Now, I used to line with almost anything. That's,
right.
I mean, you know, I've lined with cottons, I've lined with polyesters, I've lined with silks, I've lined, and a lot of it has to do, how do I want that garment to feel and hang?
Yeah.
And I used to wear trousers, which we did a lot of in, you know, the olden days. Dress trousers like to work in. And of course, I always lined my pants, and that was to keep them from like sagging at the knee. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason for lining.
Yeah, we did
to maintain the shape of the outer garment.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, we've done a podcast on linings back in 2018, but we thought we'd just dive in again here. And that was something you brought up. Wool trousers, for example, your wool suiting can be a little looser weave.
Right.
And you can choose a lining that's a little tighter to help support the shape of the garment, help so your body doesn't stretch it out of the knees or something like that. Yeah. The other thing...
tighter woven, she means.
What did
she
I say?
She said tighter. You said a lining that was tighter.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A tighter weave.
Not
what I
tighter
meant.
Than the garment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's maybe skip to that part of Robin's question. She says, specifically here, problems with lining, especially sleeves. Should the lining be slightly smaller? Well.
What kind of sleeve? Okay.
Right.
So a jacket sleeve, the lining is actually a little bit bigger, I guess. I don't know how to say this.
Yeah. I think it depends because it depends on how the garment's drafted.
It has, right.
You know,
generally, like if you're in a blazer, the lining is actually longer.
Right. So
in a
bagged.
Sense, but it's hemmed, it's
yeah,
bagged, it's
uh-huh.
what it's called, it's bagged. So in the sleeve, it is hemmed up higher so that it can bag down a little bit inside. And then also the back is usually bagged. Sometimes the front isn't always bagged, but always the back.
Well, and the back will sometimes have like a pleat.
Has
right?
a pleat
yeah,
right down the middle. Because mm-hmm. think about how it is when you cross your arms in front of you and make your back nice and broad, right?
Uh-huh.
You need that room, and you don't want your lining popping out,
right?
At the sleeve seams or something,
right?
And in, for instance, a blazer, I would probably have a much lighter lining fabric, lighter weight than outer fabric is what I'm thinking if I line it.
Right.
Because I don't have to line a blazer.
Well, yeah, so that was another thing. Can I forego the lining?
Mm-hmm.
Probably sometimes.
If you don't want to add that layer of warmth or whatever, and your blazer maintains the shape you want it to. Now, a lot of times, we talk about blazers now, they're not as fitted.
Yeah.
They're loose. But if you have like a tailored garment, you're probably going to want a lining because that's just like the pants we talked about, getting the baggy knee or the baggy butt.
It helps.
Because it's where you bend or whatever. It helps maintain the shape.
Right. So it's going to add more structure and like preserve the structure of your outer garment. So like you might want to think about that because you worked really hard on this tailored garment, on these tailored trousers or whatever. Maybe foregoing that isn't actually a good idea.
The other thing the lining can do is keep the garment clean from the inside,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that you are not, getting the body oils and everything on the fashion fabric.
Right.
So it serves a lot of, and we just mentioned warmth or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you line things because you want them warm. Like if it's an overcoat, say, you may be lining it because you want it to be warmer.
Right.
Or be put in a zip-in lining that, makes it warmer.
Well, when she says things about, like, smaller or bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where it's, like, sort of, what are you lining this for? Are you lining this for structure? Are you lining this for warmth? In our previous lining podcast, we talked about a technique in the style arc pattern of flat lining is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you are dead and you have no heartbeat. But it's just like putting two pieces of fabric together and using them.
You treat it as one piece. So I even cut it together.
Yeah. So what happened with that garment, that cape, is there were the wings of the cape is what I called it.
Right.
You were going to see the inside of the wings of the cape. That lining was truly, I think, like for a more aesthetic purpose.
Right.
Okay. So I could have like bound the edges
mm-hmm.
and if the inside of my outer fabric was acceptable, everything's fine with me. But they were giving you the option of cover up the wrong side of your fabric. So, like, there's a difference between covering up the wrong side of your fabric, just, like, accomplishing that goal.
Right.
And then, like, preserving the shape of a tailored garment.
And
right?
I hate to say this because I can't think of the person's name, but they had just made, like, a poncho or a cape.
Yeah.
And they asked me, they asked about lining, and they actually tagged me and you in the Facebook group. And I said, she showed a picture of what she was doing. And I said, no, you don't. You know, she said, do I have to line it? And I said, no, you don't.
Yeah.
If it's the weight, if you think it's going to, you know, maintain, you know, all these things we've just talked about.
Sure.
And I said, you could just serge the edges and you don't. And it was something, too, I think that wasn't even going to ravel that bad. But I said, you could, if you have a serger, you could serge it and give it a decorative serge.
Uh-huh.
So a very nice, you know, look to, like, if you opened up the inside of that cape, you saw an effect that was meant to be seen.
Sure.
Right? Like, and it, yeah. And it, she did. She did a contrasting, oh, my. I can't remember if she used a variegated or what she used, but it... all I remember is it looked really cool when she did finish it.
On some tailored garments, too, you have a lot of stuff going on the inside. And so a lining almost just provides a cleaner look, you know?
Right.
Okay, so, like, let's pretend you got a bunch of interfacing and crap on your...
Well, and again, it saves on the wear and tear of the seams.
Yeah, so not just aesthetically, but, like, it's it is protecting
but
that.
This fabric was pretty and pretty on the underside, mm-hmm. you know, and she liked the weight of it. I mean, she really didn't want to line it, you know, and said, do I have to, you know? And she wound up, I believe, you know, doing a binding
on
the edges.
Yeah, I think so what I did on that cape is I actually, they wanted you to bind the edges, mm-hmm. but I just did right sides together and flipped it and sewed it in. It was fine. And actually,
which
back,
sometimes we call a pillowcase treatment or something.
I kind of wish I hadn't lined it.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it's unnecessarily heavy over on the wings. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a cape. I mean, sure, it's going to, like, keep me warm, but it's not like it has sleeves.
Right.
So, like, if it's cold outside, I have to wear something with long sleeves.
Right.
You know, so it's not like it is a coat, you know. But it does have excellent range of motion, everybody. The style
capes
arc now
are
cape.
Nice to, like, drive in.
Only if you pick the right pattern. Because I had that other stupid cape pattern. And, you know, I just got to get rid of that garment or something. I don't know what I'm going to do
with
it.
Not happy with it.
Yeah, because I can't freaking draw. I can't do anything in it. I mean, I can, like, sit there and look cute, you know.
Right.
Which, I mean, valid. But that is a problem with some capes. Okay, let's take a quick break and come back and dig into more lining stuff. Hey, ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's time you did something wrong the first time.
It's
time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Okay, so I get the drift from Robin's question. Maybe she's tried out a few garments with linings, or perhaps she's, like, thinking about making a lined garment and is maybe a little intimidated. Sorry if I'm putting words in your mouth, Robin, but the second half of the podcast, I want to focus on how you should approach a lined garment from maybe a bit of a beginner's perspective.
Okay.
So first of all, like, a lining in itself isn't harder to make than the garment.
Right.
Right. Okay. It's so don't be, I guess, linings do come with garments that might have a little bit higher skill level. Okay. Because of all the reasons we just outlined.
Right.
Maybe it's more tailored. Maybe it has more seams to it and it wants some structure. But, like, don't skip the lining in order to simplify necessarily if you've never tried it without the lining.
Right. And it's the pattern is designed and written to have a lining. Don't go, oh, I don't have to do this.
Yeah. You might want to, if this is your first time, include that lining before you feel really comfortable making that judgment call.
Right.
Or if you do know someone, okay, if you do ask the group, has anyone made this without a lining? And someone's
right.
like, yes, it's fine. You know, or you know, you might be able to make that. But you might want to err on the side of going ahead and lining that. Because sometimes when you take the lining away, or like I did with the cape, I had to redo the instructions a little bit.
Yes.
Because the way I did it.
Right, right. Because some of the finishes are yep. related to the lining.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, don't be so intimidated that you actually put yourself in a worse spot. Because you might be better off just, like, lining. Following the yep. instructions. Because
well, and some things, like we keep going back to, you know, a tailored, constructed type
jacket.
Of jacket or something.
Yeah.
There may be an interlining, okay, which means it's required like a stiffening.
That's
right. You know, it needs a collar to stand up or a lapel to lay back flat or
mm-hmm.
something. So you may need that lining to be able to encase that specific thing.
That's right. So that just kind of goes again to, if you omit the lining, you may think, oh, I'm, like, cutting out half my sewing time.
Right.
And then you get to the end and you're like, oh, crap, there's this, these guts are hanging out. Or I don't know now how to make the facing not pop out of this jacket because
right.
of, you know, because there is no lining. So, yeah, you might be kind of, like, left in the cold a little bit without doing that. So don't be afraid of the lining. I think that, man, most sewing patterns these days are going to give you fabric recommendations, you know, and go ahead and order some swatches. And if you do find you're like, this is, I plan on making a lot of jackets and I like this or whatever. We've bought bolts of fabric before that were like, this is lining, you know, especially, well, this is getting now, like, let's talk about swimsuits. We've bought, hey, this is swim lining. We can use
this. We have two colors for swim lining.
Right.
One's sort of a really dark, I didn't say it's almost a reddish, reddy
There's
brown.
There's like a red one and a gray brown.
Yeah, yeah.
The gray brown is not attractive on its own, in my opinion.
No, it's not. I mean, it's like, how would I wear this to on the outside?
Like, I but, can't picture it looking good
well,
on anyone.
Well, here's the deal. It was really marked down
yep.
because nobody was buying it because of the color.
No one
and
was
I said
it.
To Mallory, that's swimsuit
yeah,
lining.
Yeah, that's swimsuit
That's underpants,
lining.
You know, that's this, that, whatever.
Right.
But that's, you know, lining for anything lycra because,
right.
You know, that's what it was.
So with a.
Which brings up.
Yeah, go ahead. I think we're.
Which
yeah.
brings up modesty.
Yeah, so that's
okay,
the reason
I think
you may
something
line.
Something we haven't talked about. And you may also pick a pattern that doesn't require a lining, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't say there needs to be a lining.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm thinking specifically of a wedding dress that I had to, now, I had to make the pattern because it wasn't on the market. It was a Stella McCartney dress that I copied. It was the wedding dress that,
I can't believe we wouldn't have talked about this in the first lining podcast, but we've talked about it before.
We probably have, but they were, okay, so his current wife wore this dress that was designed by Paul's daughter, Stella, right? And at the time, maybe there's better pictures of it now, but at the time, there were like a picture of part of the sleeve and a picture of part of the dress. You know, it wasn't like there were all these like full-blown pictures of this dress, so I had to figure out what it looked like by the pieces and then, draft a pattern and whatever. And then it came down to choosing fabric. And Mallory and I realized at some point that we were going to have to order this fabric. And I said, I think it's just a crepe. It's probably a silk crepe, but I think a polyester crepe will work fine. I think we should look for a polyester crepe. And oh my gosh, wasn't it like,
it's like $6 a yard? $7 a yard.
I think we paid as much
amazing
for the lining, actually.
Yeah.
And then I think the lining, we chose a what they call a China silk, which is not a silk at all. It's just a light polyester.
Right.
So I have the muslin on the person, and they love the muslin and how it looks and everything. And I say, now here are the fabrics. And, you know, we've got like white, a couple off-whites.
Like, ecrues and stuff.
Yeah, and a couple, I think it was a couple different weights or whatever, you know. And we first chose what we thought was appropriate and then let her see the choices.
Yes, we curated.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. We curated so that, you know, it would look right. And I said, now, I will be lining this. You know, I'll line the bodice and the skirt. And she said, I don't want a lining. And it had long sleeves. And I said, well, I probably won't line the sleeves. I said, but my plan is I need to line this bodice and this skirt, or you need to wear a full slip. It's up to you.
Right.
Because you're going to be up in front of God and everybody, and you probably want your dress to be opaque, right?
Right.
Oh, well, I don't know why she said she didn't want a lining. Didn't even, but anyway, so I lined that dress.
Right, right.
And of course it was like an ecru, an off-white. And, it was very pretty, and I did not line the sleeves because I was going for modesty.
Right. Well, and modesty, that can be...
it's arbitrary.
Arbitrary, and it can mean, so we're talking about modesty and the fact of like kind of light coming through.
Right.
So there is, there are like lots of different effects that people can care about or not care about. So one is, can we see light pass between the space between your legs?
Right.
That's one thing. And then.
And can we see where your bra stops and starts? And
can we see your nipples? I wish people would be just much more upfront about. Because I made that McCall shirt dress, with the that was all screwed up. And they're like, women with smaller chests can enjoy some freedom with the design with the pocket on the front. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, the pockets will cover your nipples. So I'm like, I know that with certain fabric combos, I can get away without wearing a bra because... I've got, now, some people don't care if their nipples show, so then it obviously doesn't matter. But, like, so me, I'm kind of trying to not have my nipples show. So if I choose a fabric of a certain texture.
Right.
Actually, I always thought about this with leotards. So, okay, a modest leotard, what does that mean, right? If I would get a leotard that was made of a nylon spandex or a poly spandex, even if it was thicker, it was like that fabric was just shiny. And I'm like, I can just see my nipples.
Right.
As I'm dancing.
You see shapes.
And I'm just not, for me, I didn't care. I didn't care what anybody else looked like in their leotards. You know, that's the way this whole body thing works is most people are like, everyone else is wonderful and I look terrible, you know. And so if I would get a leotard that was a cotton spandex, for that fabric was just...
Yep.
I don't know.
It's denser, I think, or something.
It's denser. And
not shiny.
Not shiny. Right. It didn't give me that look. And I didn't need to wear another bra if I didn't have to.
Right.
So I was like looking for the opportunity to not wear another bra. And so anyway, I just wish people would be like, if you wear this, your nipples won't show instead of like, we're dancing around
and,
it.
And yeah. And modesty is arbitrary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, now
Let's
I
say,
had this friend.
Instead of arbitrary, I think the right word is subjective.
Subjective. That's true.
And some people don't like the word at all. They may use a different word or something, but what we're talking about.
What it is you should feel comfortable in what you're wearing.
Right, right.
So I had this friend who had this shirt that I absolutely loved, and it was a sheer shirt with pockets, with opaque pockets over the boobs, right? And she did not wear a bra with
nipple
it.
Covers.
And it was so cool because, like, you could see her, like, her whole back through the sheer and everything, And she said, well, you should be able to make this. And I said, well, yeah, but I would never be able to wear it. And she goes, oh, yeah, you would. And I said, no, my boobs don't stay in one place.
Right.
Like, I mean, so it's not just the fabric.
Right.
Or can you see through it? It is, does it work?
Well, there was a, I'm actually going to kind of get into this a little bit more. I've ordered a few products to try out. But a lot of people in the group were like, how do you get away without wearing a bra? Like, what do you do? You know, what are you wearing? Are you wearing, like, you know, a nipple cover? Or are you choosing different fabrics or something like that? And someone did say
that K-tape works, I found out.
Would line with a little bit of, like, bamboo, you know, in the garment, you know, because they said, I personally don't feel the need to wear a bra. Now, once again, this is not related directly to bra size, it's related directly to you and your boobs and what you want to do with them. You know, it's not like
or lining. It's not direct. I mean,
yeah, it's not directly
it's
related
to what you feel comfortable. It's sort of like your mindset or your. It's just what you know.
But through sewing, all things are possible. So you get to choose. You know, if you like this, with the slip idea. Some people choose not to line because they like slips and have slips and, you know, oh, this slip also has this thing about it that I like.
Well,
you know,
the other thing, like with or without a bra, is when I say, are you comfortable without a bra? There's a mental comfort and there's a physical comfort.
Oh, yeah. There's
It's different for everybody.
It is. Yes, it's not just an appearance comfort.
Right.
Necessarily. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyway, you are going to don't let this part of the garment be a surprise.
There you go.
Okay? Like hold your fabrics up to the light, think, okay, do I need an underlining? How this started out was we're saying, "Oh, what about a pattern that doesn't have a lining, but then you think you need one?" Like, maybe you choose the McCall's shirt dress pattern and you make it out of the embroidered mesh.
Right.
What are you going to do so that you can go out in public?
Now, you
Mallory.
Have the
bra.
You
so
have,
I wore a bra you under wore it.
Mallory had a dress that was netting. You could see right through it. And she actually wound up wearing a fancy bra under it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
I just looked amazing.
Did you wear a slip? I don't remember.
No, I wore the bra and leggings
that were
high-waisted.
Okay.
I was not quite brave enough to wear high-waisted shorts.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought I would show, for me, what I think would have been nice with the look. It's either like, for me, bra and leggings. So then a little bit of midriff is showing.
Uh-huh.
Legs are covered.
Isn't that funny? I couldn't even remember what you wore.
Yeah. Or what I would have done was wear a slip that was short so that I was showing more leg. But no midriff. So for me, that was more about like how it was cutting my body to look good for me, like proportion-wise. Which thirds of my body, how am I dividing my body up, you know, into that way. So that was kind of what I was
going
for.
So that dress didn't have any lining.
It had no lining.
But you did on the placket. Did you not use
used a satin.
A satin on the button placket.
On the placket and on the collar. Mm-hmm. So
which is essentially a lining.
So
in
essentially,
a sense.
Yeah. When we spoke in a previous podcast about, you know, color, there are certain swimsuit materials we have that I would feel comfortable not lining.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain that I'm like, oh, well, if I'm going to use this light pink over
right.
my bottom, I'm going to line this, you know.
Well, and that's it. You know, I just saw a picture of somebody. It was really kind of, it was really pretty. And she was in labor. And she had on the mesh underwear that they give you in the hospital, honestly. And it showed the shape of her butt under that mesh. And it was really neat looking.
Oh, my God. I have
you know, I mean, I don't know if she'd go in public like that. Do you know what I mean? Or what? I don't know. I mean, it was, but she did post it. And it was a really pretty picture. I was like, this is cool.
So I just bought some new underwear and some of it has a mesh butt. No, it's not. I didn't buy the underwear they gave me in the hospital.
I was going to say you have maternity underwear.
Yeah, right. It's see-through butt underwear, right? And Zelda sees me get dressed. She's like, why can I see through the back of your underwear? And I was like, well, they're just made that way. She's like, because you want people to see your butt? And I was like, I mean, I guess. Like, you know, and I was like, they're just kind of pretty like that. And she was, She's brought it up a few times. You confused your six-year-old. Yeah, she was. She's brought it up a few times. She's like, oh, that see-through butt underwear. Like, she'll bring it up. Okay, and then
we need to make her a pair.
Last little tangent on that is we were watching a show, and a cartoon character was given a bra, and she was like, what is that? I don't really wear
don't
bras
wear one
right now.
But I do. She sees
well, them. I know, yeah, but I think know. About growing up, and I yeah. always saw and knew about bras because, like, you and Hillary and Lindsay.
Yeah, you
know,
told me one time I should always wear one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was given good advice way back in the day. But anyway, like, right now, with the way life and my body is, I'm wearing camisoles.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing nursing camisoles, even though I'm have not nursed in like 3 years, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Zelda's like never seen me put on a bra because I have a very different body than my mom had when I was younger, which cracks me up. Anyway, so I explained to her what a bra was and that she can wear one if she wants.
Yeah, Mallory was about 4 and, you know, walked in the bathroom, I was naked or something, and she just looked at me and goes, you should always wear a bra. And I was like, great. Great. It made me feel really good.
Yeah, it's, you know, when is
so it, we all wonder why we have body image issues, right?
When is the right time to explain, you know, the male gaze and whatnot to our kids? We'll try to cover that later. Okay, so that's our little spiel on linings. I hate to say,
I hope we answered that. You know, that's
it
really
depends.
General.
Mm-hmm.
And it does always depend.
It
but,
does.
You know, you do have, those are things to think of.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we did a pretty good job covering several things. And don't let it be a surprise. Look at your, you know, try it on.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. And don't try to outsmart a pattern necessarily without
some
research and some reconnaissance. Okay, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.